بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد The author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى In the book of Salah In the chapter of the Adhan He mentioned several narrations And from them he says, رحمه الله تعالى عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال إن بلالا يؤذن بالليل فكلوا واشربوا حتى تسمعوا أذان ابن أم مكتوم حتى تسمعوا أذان ابن أم مكتوم The author he mentioned the narration رحمه الله تعالى of عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما He said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that verily Bilal, he makes the adhan at night time. So therefore you should eat and drink until you hear the adhan, until you hear the adhan of Ibn Ummi Maktum. We see that the author, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he's mentioning this narration to clarify the rulings that are specific to the adhan of Al-Fajr. So we see in this narration that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Medina, he had two muadhin. كان له مؤذنان بلال وابن أم مكتوم رضي الله عنهما. And Bilal, he is very well known. He is Bilal ibn Rabah al-Habashi رضي الله عنه. And he was from amongst those who were from the first and foremost to accept al-Islam. In Mecca, and he was a slave, and he accepted al-Islam, and he proclaimed, and he announced his Islam likewise in that time, in those early days, whenever the Muslims were weak, in the beginning of al-Islam, and he accepted Islam, and he was strong, radiallahu anhu, and he announced his Islam, and he was punished because of that, and he was tortured because of that, radiallahu anhu. Until the extent that it is mentioned that Umayyah ibn Khalaf, whenever the day would become very hot, in the heat of the day, he would take him into Matha, into one of the valleys in Mecca, and he would take Bilal radiallahu anhu, and at the time of the Dhuhr, when all of the people would go inside because of the extreme heat, he would take him at this time and throw him in the middle of the valley, in the desert, in the heat, and he would put heavy rocks on his chest, and he would command him to leave his deen, and he would command him to go back to the religion of the mushrikeen, and he would order him to leave and to renounce al-Islam, and for him to proclaim the worship of Allat wal-Uzza, as was the way of Quraysh in those days. And Bilal radiallahu anhu, he would not say anything except for Ahad, Ahad. Yani Allah, Allahu Ahad, Allah, he is the one and only. I only worship Allah alone. And he held fast to his deen, and he held fast to at-tawheed, and he did not renounce that whatsoever. And he was tortured because of this, radiallahu anhu. But by the permission of Allah and by his grace and mercy, he remained steadfast. Until this was occurring one day, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he passed by, and he seen Bilal radiallahu anhu being tortured for his deen and for his religion. And at this time, Abu Bakr, he purchased him, because Bilal, he was a slave, and he purchased him and he bought him, and whenever he became in his possession, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he set him free. And so Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu, he was set free. And he was the muadhin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he had a strong and beautiful voice. And he was known for his adhan. And he made the adhan for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam all the way until the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And after that, Bilal, he left the adhan. And he did not make the adhan again. He did not make the adhan. After that, rather, he left in the path of Allah. Bilal, after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he went into the battles, into the conquest, fighting in the path of Allah until he died in Sham, radiallahu anhu, fighting as a mujahid in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and spreading the deen. He died in the year 20, radiallahu anhu after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And likewise, the other mu'adhin that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam he also had while he was in Medina, Ibn Ummi Maktum radiyallahu anhu wa kana rajulan a'ma. He was a blind man. He could not see. Ibn Maktum. It's mentioned about him radiyallahu anhu that his name is Amr ibn Qais. And some of the ulama, they mentioned rather it's Abdullah ibn Qais, and they differed about his name. But Ibn Abdul Barr, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned that the majority of the people of hadith have mentioned that his name is Amr ibn Qais. Radiyallahu anhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to honor him much and respect him. And Ibn Ummi Maktum radiyallahu anhu, he is the one who was referred to in Surah Al-Abasa. Abasa wa tawalla, and ja'ahu al-a'ma. Naam, and ja'ahu al-a'ma. Al-a'ma that is referred to, the blind man that is being referred to in this noble chapter of the Book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is Ibn Ummi Maktum radiyallahu anhu. The Prophet, he used to honor him and respect him greatly. And whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would go for battles and he would leave and he would go himself on a battle and in excursions. And he would leave Medina with his companions on excursions and on military expeditions and the likes. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would leave Ibn Ummi Maktum back behind in Medina in charge. And Ibn Ummi Maktum, he would lead the people in salat and he would be the imam and lead them in the prayer in the absence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Likewise, Ibn Ummi Maktum, even after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he also, even though he was blind, he went out in the path of Allah as a mujahid, and he would fight, and he went out with the armies, and he was martyred in the cause of Allah in the Battle of Qadisiyah in the time of Umar radiyallahu anhu, whenever they went to Furs and they conquered the lands of Faris by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Ibn Ummi Maktum, he witnessed this battle, and he was murdered, or he was killed in this battle radiyallahu anhu, in the year 14 after the hijrah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These are the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and these are the believers who are role models and examples. They would hold fast to their deen, and they would hold firm to their religion, and they would not move or budge for anything or anyone. Rather, they were steadfast and upright upon their faith and their belief. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put us on their path and make our feet firm upon their way, and to show preference for our religion over the rest of this life. And this is the case with the successful, that they love this deen and they love their religion, and they do what they can to hold fast to that, and they strive against their soul to be upright and obedient to Allah and His Messenger. So these are the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam in general, and these are the mu'adhinun, the al-mu'adhinan, the two callers of prayer that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam he had in al-Madinah. This particular narration is with regards to the adhan of Fajr. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he informed the people. And it's mentioned that this was originally in Ramadan. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he informed the people that Bilal, he makes the adhan at nighttime. At nighttime, meaning before the rising of the Fajr. So therefore, you should eat and drink. And he continued to eat and drink until Ibn Ummi Maktum radiyallahu anhu, he makes the adhan. Meaning that he would make the adhan at the entrance of the Fajr. So therefore, before the entrance of the Fajr, then one will eat and continue to eat and drink all the way until the entrance of the Fajr at that time. Whenever the adhan is made at the specific time of the entrance of the Fajr, now one will stop eating and stop drinking for those who want to fast. Now, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had for Fajr two adhan. He will have two adhan, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the time a Fajr. So this is a special ruling or an exemption to that which has preceded, meaning the adhan, it cannot be called before its time. The adhan is not correct if it is called before its time, except in the case of the Fajr. And it's from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to have an adhan called before the rising of the Fajr and before the time of the Fajr in the morning time, and then likewise another adhan at the time of the Fajr, at the time of the Fajr. The majority of the people of knowledge have mentioned that the permissibility of the Adhan before the Adhan of the Fajr, this is only in the case whenever there will be the Adhan of the Fajr, actually after that. And it's from the Sunnah to make two Adhan in the morning time, one before the entrance of the Fajr, and one to announce the time of the entrance of the Fajr. That's the original Adhan. But it's allowed, and it's from the Sunnah to have an Adhan before that, so long as that the Adhan to inform of the proper time will be called. So long as the Adhan to inform of the entrance of the time of the Salat will be called. So this is from the benefits of this narration, that the Fajr, there's two Adhan. There is one before the time, the entrance of the time, and there is one to inform of the entrance of the time. But this is only in the case whenever the Adhan that is for the actual time will be called. So therefore, it's not permissible for someone to make the Adhan of Fajr before the time and then not make it at the proper time. This is not what is intended or what is allowed. And the majority of the ulama, they mention this. And that rather one will make the Adhan before the Fajr, if the Adhan of the Fajr is made. If the Adhan of the actual Fajr is made. And also it has come in with regards to this Adhan before the Fajr from the Hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. And it is mentioned in this narration the intent or the purpose for the Adhan before the rising of the Fajr and before the entrance of the time of Fajr. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned this in this narration, لِيُرْجِعَ قَائِمَكُمْ وَلِيُنَبِّهَ نَائِمَكُمْ لِيُرْجِعَ قَائِمَكُمْ وَلِيُنَبِّهَ نَائِمَكُمْ. Yani that this Adhan before the Fajr time is in order to for the one who is standing in Tahajjud to go back and to rest before the Fajr. And for the one who is sleeping and he wants to make suhoor, that he should wake up. So that's the purpose of the Adhan here, which would in this narration is the Adhan of Bilal, the one that is in the night time, that is before the Fajr. That this Adhan, the purpose of that is for the one who was making Tahajjud and the one who was standing in the night prayer, that this will be a reminder for him to leave his Salat and for him to go back into rest a brief period so that he can come to the Fajr with energy. And he can come to the actual, the obligatory prayer of Fajr with energy and he can rest for a moment. Or if he wants to make a sahur, likewise, it'll be time for him, and he'll be reminded that now there's a brief period before the Fajr. It's time for you to either rest, so you can come to the Fajr with energy, or for him to make the sahur, and the likes like this. وَلِيُنَبِّهَ نَائِمَكُمْ. And also to wake up the one who is sleeping, meaning the one who wants to make, the one who's going to fast, the one who needs to make sahur. Then it would be in order to wake him up and to remind him of the time of suhoor, and that he would make the suhoor. Or likewise for the one who needs to prepare for the salat, for example, if he needs to make ghusl, that this adhan before fajr will be a reminder for this individual, will be a reminder for this individual. So this is what is mentioned by the ulama, and this is what Ibn Hajar, he has mentioned in Fath al-Bari with regards to this narration, لِيُرْجِعَ قَائِمَكُمْ وَلِيُنَبِّهَ نَائِمَكُمْ. The purpose for the adhan of Bilal before the rising of the Fajr, so that the one who is making tahajjud, or the one who is standing in the night prayer, he can go back and rest. He can leave his prayer, and he can finish his prayer, and then he can rest briefly before the rising of the Fajr, so that he can come to the obligatory prayer with energy, and he can come to the obligatory prayer while he is revived, and he is strong, and he is paying attention, so that he will not spend the whole night all the way into the Fajr, and then he would come to the obligatory prayer, spend the whole night in prayer, and then he will come to the obligatory prayer tired or lazy, but rather he should go back and rest briefly for a moment and gain some strength, and then come to the obligatory prayer with energy, and come to the obligatory prayer with awareness and the likes, and showing preference for the obligation, and showing concern and care for the performing the obligation with strength and with energy, and being energetic for the obligatory prayer. Likewise, to open for the person to wake up so he can make suhoor if he wants to fast. So the ulama, they mentioned that the time for the adhan that is before fajr is in the time of the sahar. meaning in the end of the night. Many of the ulama, they mentioned that it will not be allowed to make that adhan until the middle of the night has passed, at least. But what is correct, or what is the best position, is that it should be made at the end of the night, in the time of sahar, in the last third of the night, and even in the time just before the fajr. And it's been mentioned that in the narrations that the period between these two adhan will be the distance or the amount for one of them to go up and the other one to come down. And it will be really brief between the two adhan. It wouldn't be a long period. It wouldn't be a long period between the two. So the time for the adhan before fajr is in the end of the night likewise, but still before the fajr, in the time of sahar. And so that this purpose could be fulfilled, and that is to remind the one who is standing to go back and get some rest and prepare, or to make suhoor, and to open and to wake the one up who is needing or hoping to make suhoor for that day. And this purpose will be achieved in the end of the night, in the time of as-sahar, in the time of as-sahar. Likewise, we see from the benefits of this narration that it's permissible to have more than one muadhin. And that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, he had two. And therefore, in one masjid, it's allowed for there to be more than one muadhin. Any that would make the adhan, meaning more than one to make the adhan, not at the same time. But rather, maybe sometimes one will make the adhan and for this prayer, and for another prayer, another one will make the adhan. This is permissible, and this is allowed. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was established in his time. Walhamdulillah. Also, from the benefits the people of knowledge mention with regards to this narration, that the one who makes the adhan, if he is upright and reliable with regards to his deen, then his adhan is relied upon. Meaning relied upon with regards to the ruling and understanding the ruling of a fasting. And that the one who makes the adhan at the time of fajr, that one he will stop eating at that time, based upon the adhan of that man. Based upon the adhan of that man. So it's as if he's informing the people that the fajr has entered. But also we see from the benefits of this narration that the sunnah is for the person who is intending to fast to eat and to drink and to continue eating and drinking all the way till the rising of the fajr. And this is something that is allowed, and this is something that is permissible. And we see in this narration that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ordered the people, فَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا, then eat and drink, حَتَّى تَسْمَعُوا أَذَانَ إِبْنِ أُمِّ مَكْتُومٍ, until you hear the adhan of Ibn Umm Maktum, meaning he is the one who makes the adhan at the time of the fajr. Therefore, from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that it's allowed and that it's good for the one who's going to fast to continue eating and drinking all the way until the adhan. All the way until the adhan. And this is likewise in accordance to what has come in the Quran. فَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطُ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commanded the same thing, to eat and drink until the white string or the white line of the fajr has clarified from the black line, and until the daytime, when the daytime has become clear. So to continue eating all the way until that point. So therefore, what we see from what some of the Muslims are upon today, from making, for example, prayer schedules specific for Ramadan, and the time changes, I mean, the prayer schedule changes. The Fajr used to be at a certain time. Now they have a time for Fajr and a time for Imsak. And they'll make the time for Imsak 10 or 15 minutes before the time of the Fajr. And they say that you can eat all the way until the time of Imsak on their schedule, which is 15 minutes or 10 minutes before the rising of the Fajr. And the adhan of the Fajr, they'll say at this time you have to stop eating. There's no proof for that. There's no evidence for that. Rather, that is contrary to the sunnah. And that is khilaf sunnah. Even some of the people of knowledge from them, Shaykh Abdurrahman ibn Nasir al-Si'di, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that's a bid'ah. That's an innovation. That's an innovation to stop eating intentionally before the fajr by 10 minutes or 15 minutes. But rather, the sunnah and that which is in accordance with the Quran and the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that one will eat and drink all the way until the actual fajr is affirmed that it has entered. And that would be with the adhan of the muadhin. And in our days today, it is based upon the prayer schedule that has been announced and been calculated by the people of knowledge. So therefore, to have imsak or to stop eating and drinking, yani just in case, they say ihtiyatan, just in case, yani so they stop any 10 or 15 minutes before the time for the adhan, this ihtiyat, it has no place in the deen. Rather, just in case, if one wants to be safe with his deen, then he should just follow the sunnah of the Prophet. And he should learn the narrations of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and follow what he was upon and his companions, because this is what is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَكُولُوا وَشْرَبُوا حَتَّى تَسْمَعُوا. So continue to eat and drink until you hear. Ha'adhana ibn Ummi Maktoum. Until you hear the adhan of Ibn Ummi Maktoum. Until you hear the adhan of Ibn Ummi Maktoum. And he makes the adhan at the time of the Fajr. And whenever the Fajr comes, this is whenever he makes the adhan. And some wordings of this narration, Ibn Umar, he mentioned, وَكَانَ رَجُلٌ عَامًا لَا يُؤَذِّنُ حَتَّى يُقَالَ لَهُ أَسْبَحْتَ أَسْبَحْتَ. And that he was a blind man. And Ibn Ummi Maktoum, he was a blind man. And he would not make the adhan until somebody told him, verily it's time, verily it's time. And the time, and they would inform him just before time for him to make the adhan right on time. And he used to make the adhan, radiyallahu anhu, at the time of the entrance of the Fajr. And this is something that is established. Therefore, one would continue to eat and drink until this time. There's an issue that the people of knowledge, they mention, and it's the issue of at-tathweeb. At-tathweeb. From the verb thawweba, yuthawwibu. Thawwib tathweeban. At-tathweeb is that the muadhin in the morning prayer, after he says, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, he will say, as-salatu khayrun min al-nawm. As-salatu khayrun min al-nawm. That prayer is better than sleeping. That prayer is better than sleeping. And this has been established in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it has been narrated in Sunan Ibn Majah that one time Bilal, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to inform him of the time of prayer, to inform him that the time for the prayer has started. And Bilal, he would come and inform the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the iqamah and the likes, and to inform him of the time of the prayer many times. And this has been mentioned in the narrations. But in this narration here, Bilal, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam liyu'dhinahu bisalati al-fajr, to inform him that it's time to start the Fajr prayer. And the people had gathered and it's time for the prayer. And at this time they said to him, huwa na'im, that the Prophet, he's sleeping. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's sleeping. So therefore at this time, Bilal, he said, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. He raised his voice and he said this out loud. As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm, as-salat, like this. And in order to wake up the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then whenever he mentioned it in this manner like this, the Prophet, he woke up, and then this statement was affirmed. And this statement was affirmed, it was established, and was placed in the adhan of Fajr. By the permission and the affirmation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This has come likewise that the muadhan, he will say this in the Fajr prayer from the hadith of Anas and other than him, and it's established in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the people of knowledge, they have differed whether it is in the first adhan, the one that is before Fajr, or whether it is in the adhan of Fajr. Which one should the muadhan say this in? Should he say it in the adhan of the entrance of Fajr, at the time of the Fajr prayer, which is the original adhan, or the adhan that is before that? So the people of knowledge, they had differed with regards to this issue, and I just mentioned briefly so that a believer can be upon clarity with regards to this. And in any case, whichever position the muadhan followed, if he's following one of the positions of the people of knowledge, inshallah, there's no hardship. And if he made it at either time, and if he made it before in the adhan before the entrance of Fajr, and he said, well, I'm following this position, and based upon what the ulama have mentioned with regards to the evidences that they have, or if he said, no, I'm following he made it at the actual adhan of Fajr, then he said he's following the position of the ulama with regards to this and the evidences that are found therein, then inshallah, there's no hardship, and this is something that the people of knowledge had differed with regards to. But just to mention, with a brief clarification, the majority of the people of knowledge have mentioned that this is in the actual adhan of Fajr. As-salatu khayru min al-nawm. This statement, likewise, the people of knowledge, they differed as well. Does it come after hayya al-falah, hayya al-falah, or does it come after the whole adhan? The majority of the people of knowledge mentioned that it comes after the statement hayya al-falah. And then after that, the muadhan, he will say twice, as-salatu khayrun min al-nawm. As-salatu khayrun min al-nawm. Like this, after al-hayya ala, after al-hayya ala al-falah, at this time. And this is the position of the majority of the people of knowledge, of the majority of the people of knowledge. Likewise, the majority of the people of knowledge also, they have mentioned that it's in the actual adhan of Fajr. Not the adhan before Fajr. Not the adhan before Fajr, but rather the statement, the tathweeb, as-salatu khayru min an-nawm, should be made in the actual adhan of a Fajr. In the actual adhan of a Fajr. And there are many evidences that have clarified this. And the people of knowledge, they have mentioned this. And it has been also mentioned that Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, whenever he would see the Fajr, then he would make the adhan in this manner. And this has been clarified in the books of fiqh. And we just mentioned briefly, and to not to go into great detail with regards to the evidences of this issue, but from the majority of the people of knowledge, they have this position. And likewise from the scholars of our day, Sheikh Ibn Baz and Sheikh Uthaymeen and Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan and Sheikh Abdullah al-Fawzan and Sheikh Abdul Muhsin and Sheikh Suleiman al-Ruhayli, and other than them, from the people of knowledge, they have all have mentioned that the best position with regards to this is the position of the Jumhur and the majority of the people of knowledge, and that is as-salatu khayru min an-nawm will be in the actual adhan of Fajr and not in the adhan before that, and Allah knows best. But in any case, just to know the differences of opinion of the ulama, so that if a person, for example, he's seen the muadhan making it before the adhan, if he knew some evidences and proofs and statements of the people of knowledge, he could advise him, or at least he will know that he is not making a mistake, but in reality he's following one of the positions of the people of knowledge, and inshallah he's upon khair. But if one were to look into the evidences and the likes in this particular issue, then one will see that what is intended here is that it is from the adhan of the actual Fajr, and it has been mentioned by more than one narrator from them, Aisha radiallahu anha, that she mentioned in the time of the Subh, in the Salatul Subh, it would be said, and like that in other narrations as well, and Allah knows best. And then after this, the author, he mentioned the narration of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu with regards to what the one who hears the adhan should say, the one who hears the muadhan calling to prayer, what should he say, and we continue with that, inshallah, in the class to come. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.